Number Dream Babe, which seems to be doing very well for Roy Orbison in the American charts, with Paul McCartney on vocal lead, it's the Beatles!
Sweet dream, baby. Sweet dream, baby. Sweet dream, baby. How long must I dream? Sweet baby, got me been sweet dream the whole day through. Sweet baby, got me been sweet dream and that time too. That won't do. Sweet baby, you can stop my dream. You can make my dreams come true.
John Lennon takes the vocal lead in this rhythm and blues version of Memphis, Tennessee.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Try to find a pardon, trying to get in touch with me. Would not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Falco took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me information, more than that I cannot ask. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. We will pull the pop because my mom would not agree. Help me get in touch with her in Memphis, Tennessee. The last time that I saw Marie, she was waving me goodbye. With her way home dropped on her cheek, the twistle from her eyes. Marie is only 50 years old, information please. Help me get in touch with her in Memphis, Tennessee.
John Lennon take the stage once more for their offering of the record, which is doing so much at present for the Marvelettes. Here now as they cry, please, Mr. Postman.
Far away. Please, Mr. Postman, look and see.
written by our guest for tonight, entitled Ask Me Why. Our guest being a group by the name of The Beatles.
I love you. Tell me things I want to know. And it's true that it really only goes to show that I know that I should never, never, never be blue. Now you're mine. My happiness, you make me cry. And in time, I'll understand the reason why. If I cry, it's not because I'm sad, but you're the only love that I've ever had. I can't believe it happened to me. I can't conceive of any more misery. Ask me why. I'll say I love you, and I'm always thinking of you. I love you.
Beatles, who come on stage now with Paul McCartney taking the vocal lead in what must surely be a Spanish classic, Bésame Mucho.
Bésame mucho. Each time I hear music, I hear music divine. Bésame, bésame mucho. I'll let me forever say that you'll always be mine. Cha-cha-boom! Here's one. If you should leave me, then each little dream will take wing, and my life will be through. Oh, no! Bésame, bésame mucho. Oh, let me forever make your life come true.
rising very nicely in the charts is Mr. Joe Brown, who is lucky enough to have A Picture of You, which is also the cue for the final offering from the Beatles today. And this time it's a feature for George Harrison.
It's a very great pleasure for us this evening to say hello to an up-and-coming Merseyside group, The Beatles. And I know their names, and I'm going to try and put faces to them. Now, you're John Lennon, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, that's right.
What do you do in the group, John?
I play harmonica, rhythm, guitar, and vocal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it, isn't it?
Harmonica, rhythm, guitar, and vocal. Then there's Paul McCartney, that's
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's me, yeah.
And what do you do?
Play bass guitar and sing, I think.
Oh,
you know, that's what they
quite
say.
Quite apart from being vocal.
Yeah, well, yes, yeah. Yeah, same thing.
Then there's George Harrison.
How do you do?
How do you do? What's your job?
Lead guitar and sort of singing.
Mm-hmm. By playing lead guitar, does that mean you're sort of leader of the group, or are you?
No, just... Well, you see, the other guitar's the rhythm.
Yeah.
Ting, 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 you see.
It's solo guitar, you see. John is, in fact, the leader of the group.
Yeah. I don't know whether we caught that or not, but I hope it went in.
Yeah.
And over in the background here, and also in the background of the group, but making a lot of noise, is Ringo Starr.
Hello.
You're new to the group, aren't you, Ringo?
Yes, 9 weeks now.
Mm-hmm. Were you in on the act when the recording was made?
Yes, I'm on the record.
Yeah, you're on the disc.
I am.
It's down on record, you know. Now,
I'm the drummer.
What's that offensive weapon you've got there? Those are your drumsticks.
Well, it's just a pair of sticks a fan have just bought me, you know, because we're going away, and they put my name on.
Yeah.
And it's good, you know.
Well, you say you're going away. That leads us on to another question now. Where are you going?
Germany, Hamburg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, you have...
2 weeks.
Standing in great engagements over there, haven't you?
Well, the boys have been there quite a lot, you know, and I've been there with other groups, but this is the first time I've been there with the Beatles.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul, you tell us, how did you get in on the act in Germany?
Well, it was all through an old agent. We first went there for a fellow who used to manage us, and Mr. Alan Williams of the Jacaranda Club in Liverpool, and he found the engagement, so we sort of went there, and then went under our own steam, as they say, afterwards, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just been going backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards.
You're not dizzy at all?
Well, yes, actually, yes.
Yes, yeah.
It's my left leg, you know, the war.
George, were you brought up in Liverpool?
Yes, I was, yes.
Whereabouts?
Well, born in Wavertree and bred in Wavertree and speak
Mm-hmm. Where the aeroplanes are, you know. Yes, yeah. Yeah, the aeroplanes.
Are you all Liverpool types then?
Yes.
Types, yes.
Oh, yeah. Liverpool types. Now, I'm told that you were actually in the same form as young Ron Wycherley now.
Ronald, yes.
Yes, now Billy Fury.
In St. Silas.
In which?
St. Silas.
Really?
Yes, I'm sure it was. Now,
it was. It wasn't Jingle Vale, like you said in the Musical Express.
Oh. No, that was
no,
wrong.
That was a wrong
St. Silas writing. School.
Well, now, I'd like to introduce, if I may, a young disc jockey who helps us out with programmes at Cleaver and Catterbridge Hospitals. His name is Martin Threadgill. He's 16 years old, and I'm sure you'd like to ask some questions from the teenage point of view, Martin.
Yes, thank you. I understand you've made other recordings before on German label.
Yeah.
So, right, what ones were they?
Well, we did make... First of all, we made a recording with a fellow called Tony Sheridan. We were working at a club called the Top Ten Club in Hamburg, and we made a recording with him called My Bonnie, which got to number 5 in the German hit parade, but it didn't do a thing over here. You know, it wasn't a very good record, but sort of the Germans must have liked it a bit, you know. And we... begging your pardon. And we did an instrumental which was released in France on an LP, on an EP of Tony Sheridan's, which George and John wrote themselves. But that wasn't released here. We've got one copy, that's all. You know, it didn't do anything.
You composed P.S. I Love You and Love Me Do yourself, didn't you?
Yeah.
Who does the composing?
Well, it's John and I. We write, you know, sort of the songs between us.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we sort of signed contracts and things to say that, you know, if we sort
equal
of...
shares.
Yeah, equal shares and royalties and things, so that... You know, really, we just both write most of the stuff. George did write this instrumental, you know, as we say. But mainly it's John and I. We've written over about 100 songs, but we don't use half of them, you know. We just happened to sort of rearrange Love Me Do and played it to the recording people and P.S. I Love You. And they seemed to quite like it, you know, so that's what we recorded.
And that was Paul McCartney telling you all about it.
Mm-hmm. Is there any more of your own compositions you intend to record?
Well, we did record another song of our own when we were down there, but it wasn't finished enough. So, no, we'll take it back next time and see how they like it then.
Well, that's all from my end.
Well, thank you for asking the questions, Malcolm. In closing, I would like to just ask you, we're recording this at Hume Hall, Port Sunlight. Did any of you... I'll start again in English.
Yeah.
Did any of you come over this side before you became famous, as it were? Do you know this district?
Well, we played here. I don't know what you mean by famous, you know. If being famous is being in the hit parade, well, we've been over here. We were here about 2 months ago. We've been here twice, haven't we?
I've got relations here, yeah. Rock Ferry.
Have you?
Yes. Oh, all sides of the water, you know.
Mm. Yeah, I've got a relation in Claughton Village.
Yes.
Upton Road.
Was a friend in Birkenhead.
I wish I had.
I know a man in Chester.
Now, that's a very dangerous thing to say. There's a mental home there, mate. Well, never mind. Peter Smethurst is here as well. I'll get my right teeth in.
Yeah, okay. Minute.
And he looks as though he's bursting to say a question.
Yeah, well, there's just one question I'd like to ask. I'm sure it's the question everyone's asking. I'd like your impressions on first appearance on television.
Well, you know, strangely enough, we thought we were going to be dead nervous, and everyone said, you suddenly, when you see the cameras, you realise that there were 2 million people watching, because there were 2 million watching that, People in Places that we heard afterwards. But, you know, strangely enough, it didn't come to us, we didn't think at all about that, and it was much easier doing the television than it was doing the radio. It was still nerve-wracking, but it was a little bit easier than doing radio, because there was a full audience for the radio.
find it nerve-wracking doing this now?
Yeah.
Anyway, we hope we've got a full audience in both hospitals, Clatterbridge and Cleaver. And over at Cleaver Hospital, a certain record on parlophone, the top side has been requested for Eileen in Robert Koch ward from Maddie, and, strangely enough, for Maddie from Eileen in the same ward. So perhaps the Beatles themselves would like to tell them what it's going to be.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be Love Me Do.
4-4-9-4-9.
Love Me Do.
Quiet folks. And I'm sure from them the answer is P.S. I love you.
Yeah.
Love me do, whoa, love me do. Love, love me do, you know I love you. I'll always be true, so please, love me do.
I'll always be true. So At the moment, the majority of the Beatles fans are in their hometown of Liverpool, and I have a very strong suspicion it won't be long before they're all over the country. Meanwhile, here's a request from Liverpool for the number which started it all for the Beatles, Love Me Do. This is for Miss Elaine McGarity of Mendip Road, Birkenhead, from Mike.
Love me do, oh, may bring their own exciting rhythm and blues type treatment to Beautiful Dreamer.
Now to bring on stage one of the regular Here We Go groups, four young men from Liverpool paying their fourth visit to the show. And this must surely be one of the most dynamic groups in the country today. So stand by now as we bring you the sound of the Beatles.
The world is treating me bad, misery. It's gone.
Misery, one of the tracks there from the Beatles' new LP to be released shortly, and it's titled Please Please Me. We'll ask the Beatles to stay on stage for another of their own compositions. Do you want to know a secret?
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa. Whisper in your ear, say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen, do that. Do you want to know a secret? Do that. Do you promise not to tell? Do that. Oh, oh.
We're particularly pleased to have the Beatles with us tonight, as it's always nice to see any of the groups that made their first broadcast on Here We Go hitting the charts in a big, big way. And I think that these boys certainly deserve our warm congratulations, because this time they've returned to us with a number one hit. And that's what we like to see. But what we like to hear, of course, is Please, Please Me. Please Me, written, recorded, and placed at number one by tonight's guests, the Beatles.
I'm not afraid to die.
Well, now, you've probably read somewhere recently that John Lennon was being out of the act with a dodgy throat, right, John?
Dodgy, oh, very.
Well, he's back now, as you can hear, and you'll be working with the boys tonight, I guess.
Oh, definitely. I joined them last night, yeah.
Good for you. Now, apart from establishing a sort of fashion in hairstyles, clothes, music, and everything else, you write songs as well, don't you?
Oh, is that what we do?
Well,
yeah, but we do write songs.
And haven't you written the new one for Kenny Lynch?
Kenny Lynch, yes. I don't know when it's out, but
it's out now.
Why?
Why didn't you keep it for yourself? It's a great number.
Well, you know, he's a friend of ours, Kenny. Oh. Well, he's only... we met him on the Helen Shapiro tour.
I see. Well, you do? You sing this number yourselves?
We've done it on our LP.
Out next week.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's hear it right now. Misery.
The world is treating me bad. Misery. I'm the kind of guy.
Why nobody can live on the same stage with this outfit. So if Disney's Lee, George Melly, or who is it, Rolf Harris, are listening this morning, they've got to introduce these boys at the Albert Hall on April the 18th. And good luck to you, mates. And now let's, from a tremendous stack of requests for Please Please Me this week, who's going to read them?
Oliver.
Right, come on then. Let's have this one.
Here we go. First one's for Bar, Jill, Jane, and all the Beatles fans.
All the Beatles fans!
From Sue and Viv.
Sue and Viv!
Mine's here. We can't have that. Let's have another one.
Well, this is for Vivian Simmons and Form 4D of Bexley Grammar School. Yeah, that's it.
That's
Bexley
all.
Grammar School.
And
Kent.
You went to Hanley Stoke-on-Trent recently, didn't you?
Yeah, that's well, right.
This
yeah,
lot were in the audience.
Good yeah, this is good. For Jean and Gwen, and it's for Bud and Stanley.
Now, Please Please Me by belting up and singing Please Please Me.
Yeah. One, two, three.
Yeah.
Harry, nice to have you with us. You've been enjoying the show?
Fabulous, thanks, Mark.
Good. Well, now I know you're a great mate of the Beatles, so I wondered if you'd care to introduce their next one for us. They're going to do their new record number.
Oh, very good. Yeah, definitely. Well, this is one which I really think is going to be a hit. Hope so, anyway.
A number one like yours?
Oh, yeah. And, I just hope it's going to be a hit, and I've nothing more I can say except, how do you do it? If you like it. And I sincerely hope that this one...
Tell them what it's called, then.
No, not yet. Wait.
Oh.
Sincerely hope this one will go from the number one spot from me to you. Thank you.
If there's anything that you want, if there's anything...